And now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, Episode 9, The Shelter, featuring Almal Gordon as Esme, Anthea Octave as Delthea, Camille Kwamina as Joanne, Thelka White as Miss Alexander, Joanne Hussein as the manager, Michelle Hinkson as Mary, and Dion Green as Jason.
Jason, you don't mind me calling you Jason, right?
No, it's no problem.
What you wanted again?
Some coffee would be fine.
Oh, yes. I must thank you for coming to help me out.
It wasn't a problem. Although I was expecting more things to work on here, the way you described it, I thought things were much worse here.
Yes, I thought they were. It looked like so much for me to do.
That's all right. So where's your husband?
I'm not married.
You're not? So you live in this big house all by yourself?
Yes, I do.
Wow, it must get kind of lonely here sometimes.
Well, yes, it does. Often.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but how come you're not married? I mean, you have a nice personality. You're an attractive woman.
Oh, stop it.
It's true. If the men in this area are not fighting over you, something must be wrong with them.
Oh, yes.
Something's smelling nice. What is that?
I just put a little something in the oven.
Oh. Well, you don't have to go through all that trouble, you know.
It's not trouble. Sugar. Milk.
Yes, but I can't stay much longer.
What are you hurrying home for? It's Sunday.
Well, I have to meet my daughter at the... are you all right? What happened?
Oh, I'm so clumsy. The cup just slipped out my hand.
Well, let me help you.
No, it's all right. I'll take care of it.
No, please, let me.
No, I'll take care of it.
All right, if you insist.
Just give me a second. I'm so clumsy. So, you have a daughter?
Yes, she's 19.
I see.
She's a teacher, you know.
A teacher? That's nice.
Well, I have to meet her in town to give her a lift home.
I didn't realize you had a family. How many children?
No, just one.
Well, I really shouldn't keep you away from them.
Them?
Yes, your family, your daughter, and your wife.
I'm not married. My wife died 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I'll have another cup of coffee ready.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Excuse me a second.
Esme, somebody's by the door.
Do me a favor now. See who it is.
All right. Good morning, Mrs. Smart. How are you going? Esme, is Mrs. Smart and...
My mother-in-law.
And her mother-in-law.
I'm fine, Mr. Nurse. How are you going?
I'm good. Come in, huh?
So, you are Mr. Nurse. Finally, I meet you. I wasn't around when you came with the crew to help clean up around Delthea's house. Oh, okay. You guys did a wonderful job.
Well, thanks very much.
Delthea, Joanne, what bring all here this early Sunday morning?
We went market and just passed to see how you're going.
You went market and you have nothing in your hand?
They didn't have what we were looking for.
Yes.
Sure. Here's your coffee, Jason.
Well, thanks much, Esme.
I didn't know you and Mr. Nurse talking on a first name basis.
That's how I am with everybody. You know that, Delthea.
And how your English gets so good all of a sudden, boy? You had a dictionary for breakfast?
That wasn't funny. And what are you laughing at, Jason?
What happened to the English boy?
Look, Delthea.
Esme, I'm sure Mrs. Smart and her mother-in-law would like something to drink. Do you want some coffee or juice?
Juice. It's kind of hot.
All right. Juice it will be. You want me to help you with that, Esme?
It's all right. I could do it by myself. Excuse me.
Esme told me about what happened to your home in Silvertown with the river bursting its banks and everything.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of repairs to do.
I suffered from the same fate, you know.
You're living in Silvertown as well?
No, but I have a home on the coast. Many homes got terribly damaged because of the storm surge.
What is a storm surge?
Well, that's what happens just before and when a storm hits land. The sea produces higher, stronger waves that reaches further inland than they normally would.
How bad was your house damaged?
Oh, no. Nothing really happened to my house from the surge. It's built a good distance from the high tide mark. That is what people should do when they're building on the coastline.
But suppose you don't get a place to build that far from the high tide mark. What would you do then?
Well, in that case, you have to build your house in such a way to withstand the storm surge. They could wash away property like it's a cardboard box.
Merci. It's like every day you're hearing something new about hurricane and what to do.
Yes, and we in the Caribbean have to be more aware. We are at great risk, and the more we know, the better. You see, with this global warming thing, sea level is going to rise, and that's surely going to affect plenty coastlines and low-lying areas in the Caribbean. If we take steps today, we could prevent disasters tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Juice is ready.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hear all the talking about flooding and thing.
Yeah, my home on the coast, Johannes by the river.
You know, I had to stay in a shelter during the hurricane.
No? Esme didn't tell me that?
Yes. I had to leave my house behind and stay in a shelter.
Well, that must have been something.
If again, but it was for the best. I didn't want to go at first, but my son and his family convinced me. A neighbor took me to the new secondary school that they were using for a shelter. I remember it well, you know. The hurricane did not reach us yet. It wasn't raining, but the sky was gray and dark like an evil hand creeping over the country. And far in the distance, every once in a while, the thunder rolled like a warning of trouble to come. And you saw a set of people coming from all over, coming to the shelter now. And like me, they walked with their mattresses and small supplies to eat and personal things now, because they did not know how long we were going to be there. Well, the neighbor who carried me to the shelter decided to walk with her pumpek. And the manager at the shelter didn't want that at all.
Look, miss, look, I don't care about that, okay? The rules are the rules. You cannot keep any animals in the shelter.
But I don't go anywhere without Cliffy.
I'm sorry, but you have to find somewhere else to keep your dog.
Miss, listen to me. Cliffy don't give any trouble, you know. If I tell him to stay in one corner, rest assured, him gonna stay in one corner until I say, Cliffy, you can't move now. Not true, Cliffy?
Look, miss, you cannot have an animal sharing this space with people in these conditions. It is not hygienic.
Let me ask you something. You know Cliffy? So how the hell you know same nasty?
No, what I am saying is that we already have enough work to do here. Any animals will only make it more difficult.
But listen, I will take care
of... Lady, look, I have a lot of work to do. Find somewhere else to keep your dog.
Miss, listen to me.
What is going on here this evening? Excuse me. Now look at this man. He's bringing a cat. Oh, sir, look, you cannot bring that animal in here.
Cliffy, I said be quiet. Stop it, Cliffy. Cliffy! Cliffy! Cliffy, come back here!
Hey, Frisky! Frisky! Come here!
It took about half an hour before they could catch Cliffy and Frisky. And my neighbor had no choice but to leave me there and go and look for a shelter for her pet.
You had some real excitement there,
but... Yes, but that was only the beginning. Just as I was settling down, this woman just came up to me and started to speak to me.
Wait, you from Silvertown?
Beg pardon?
I asked if you from Silvertown. I didn't know your face.
Yes, I am living in Silvertown.
Really? What part?
Near the river.
Oh, that's why you come to the shelter. You're afraid the river bust the bank and flood you out.
Excuse me, you work in here?
No, sorry. My name is Mary, and you?
Joanne.
Nice name. Well, I live around the Red Bridge. I come to the shelter because my children over and away, I ain't too sure if the house could stand up against the hurricane. My grandfather built it, you know. Listen to me. That old house went through so much a thing back in the day. I remember we had some real high wind and the galvanized
stand up. That woman talked like she liked hearing herself talk. And she latched on to me like we were Siamese twins. One side of me wanted to run away from her, but I realized that other people that knew her were trying to avoid her. She was alone, so I had to keep her company.
That's a good thing you do.
Yes, but I didn't realize that then. Huh. My patience was getting a real test. When the people started to give her the food, Mary found that it was too little bit. She was accustomed eating more than that. She started to make noise in the people's place. Well, I had to tell her that it was not a 5-star hotel. What food the people had to share among all the people there who didn't bring a little something to eat with them.
Like that woman had you busy all night.
If she had me busy. Anyway, just when things started to get quiet, and I thought, well, she was not going to give any more trouble. You know, she went in a corner and pulled out a flask of rum.
What you do?
Well, I tried to get her to put it away, but she didn't want to leave that rum at all.
No.
Mary, you can't drink alcohol here. Yes, see the sign?
Yes, no weapons and liquor permitted upon the premises. But then we go, no?
Oh, Mary, you're not in your house. We have to follow the rules in here.
Let go the bottle, Joanne. I just want a little drink, man.
No.
Let it go.
Give me or I'll call the manager.
Is my rum?
Where the manager? Manager! Hello! Call the manager for me, please.
What are you doing, Joanne? I just want a little sip, man.
No!
Hey, what is going on here? What is that? Alcohol? Alcohol! Give me that! Now listen here. I have enough to worry about here. The last thing I need is somebody under the influence of alcohol and out of control. This place, you see this place? We have rules here. Follow them and we will have no problem. Comprende? You understand? You understand?
Yes.
And what happened after that?
She behaved herself more or less for the rest of the night.
That's a real nice story. That is why I tell you that you should talk Saturday at a family day.
Family day? This is with the school?
Yes.
Well, look at that. I'm going to be there. My daughter teaching at that school, you know.
Daughter? You're married?
Jason is a widower.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
You know, my granddaughter goes to that school, and my son is going to talk about his experience at the hurricane preparedness and awareness booth that her class is putting up.
Well, that's good, because something like that is very important.
Yes. Look at that, eh? Look how in just 1 week this hurricane changed the way we look at natural disasters, eh?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, boy.
That's true. But you know that there are other disasters that can affect the Caribbean region that we need to be aware of, too.
Like earthquake and volcano erupting.
And the same way we're looking at preparing for hurricane, we should learn to prepare for those other disasters.
Volcano? I don't know that volcano to be active.
Child, remember what Emitia ego passia? A volcano could be lying down quiet for years, and then one day, just like that, boom. If that happened, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Run?
You must have a plan of action, eh? That way, you might prevent yourself from getting injured or worse.
So how am I going to find out about all them things?
Well, you could read a book on it or go on the internet. There are plenty of ways.
I think you could get information from any of the authorities here that deal with disaster preparedness. And Jason?
That's right. Look, I really have to go now. My daughter is waiting on me. Have you seen you guys on Saturday at the family day?
Of course. We know Esme not missing that. This is one family day when you might be seeing family starting.
Deltia!
It's the hurricane season. If you are going to a shelter, be sure to carry some food and water, as during the first hours, supplies may not be mobilized by charities as yet for distribution to shelters. The Rough Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction. the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.